And I just appreciate your generosity and the way that you have handled that situation as well. Our topic this morning is how to pray. And I've entitled my sermon, When You Pray. Last week, Egbert shared with us two misuses of prayer. At least I picked up two. There may have been more, Egbert. I'm sorry if there were a few one I missed. And so we're going to continue this conversation around prayer. And what I find about Jesus' instructions about prayer, especially as I was preparing this sermon, is how it is in stark contrast to the instructions that an Orthodox Jew would have received in his day. Jesus' words are so simple. He simply says, when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and your Heavenly Father who sees you in secret will reward you. That is in stark contrast to what the Jewish instruction for prayer would have been. They would have been instructed on when to pray and the right times of the day to pray, the proper clothing to be worn, the proper purification rites that they would go through in order to just get ready to pray. And that involved the washing of the face, the washing of the hands, the washing of the feet. And you had to do it in a particular way, in a particular form. They would have received instruction on the correct posture when praying. And they would have received instruction on the right words to use when they pray. And in stark contrast to this, Jesus simply says, when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray. So, what I'd like to do, something a little different this morning. We're going to create a video. Okay? We're going to put a camera in each one of... I suppose I'm really messing things up for the worship team later, aren't I? Okay. Sorry about that. We're going to create a movie. We're going to do something Hollywood can't even do. You're going to be the director. You're going to be the director of this movie. You're going to be in the movie. And then you're going to record the movie. And I'm going to give you a challenge at the end of the sermon, what to do with the movie. We're going to make four scenes in our little movie this morning. And we're going to base it on the scriptural text that we just read. So I want you to think with me how you would set up your set. Jesus says that when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and speak to your Heavenly Father. So I'll tell you what I'm envisioning. I'm envisioning a small room here. It's got three sides to it. Got to leave the fourth one open so we can take a picture of this. You can see that I have a chair here. I think I want a window in this closet. So let's put a window up here, this prayer closet. And I don't know if you want, you know, let's put some pictures up. And if Jesus or my Heavenly Father is going to be there, I don't see him behind a desk, but I do see him behind a table, perhaps a small table and a chair here for him. Now, hopefully for me to set this up, you are already thinking of your place of prayer. Perhaps you're thinking of your prayer closet. Perhaps you're thinking of that place you go to on a regular basis where you go to pray. So we're going to run now four scenes. Scene number one is entitled Beginnings. Father, I'm so sorry. I'm not worthy of your love. I've sinned. Would you forgive me? That is praying. Scene number two is entitled Celebrations. Father, I could hardly wait to get here. You would not believe it. I was praying for the rent to come in, and it did. I don't know where it came from. I don't know who gave it to me, but Father, I am just so glad you came through this time. That is praying. Scene number three is entitled Why.
Bang, bang. I tell you, Heavenly Father, I don't know where you've been. I don't know why you haven't answered my prayers. I have been praying
that you would heal my father, my earthly father, and you have not done one thing. You have ignored my requests. I thought you were in charge of the world. I thought you said in your word that if we prayed you, and whatever we ask in your name, you would give it. And you have not come through for me. That is praying, and it's praying like David when he said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. Oh, my God, I cry out to you day after day, but you do not answer." Bang! 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 Scene number 4 is entitled Losses. Father, I don't have words for the pain. I don't have words for the grief. I never thought I'd feel this way. I don't know what to say. That is praying. And it's praying like the psalmist when he said, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me?" That is praying like the psalmist David. Let's make some observations about prayer. If the prayer goes to his prayer closet on a regular basis, and if the prayer is consistent in bringing to the Heavenly Father his feelings and his thoughts and what is going on in his life, the prayer will notice that the Heavenly Father doesn't leave the room when there's tears. The Heavenly Father doesn't leave the room when there's anger. The Heavenly Father doesn't leave the room when the prayer is disappointed. And the prayer begins to realize that the other person in the room loves them unconditionally. The other person in the room is not going to leave them. In fact, the other person in the room defies every relationship that the prayer has. Indeed, it defies even their understanding of their father's relationship. And the prayer comes to the place where he sees the tear in the Heavenly Father's eye. When the Father, Heavenly Father, says no, but there's a resounding yes coming through the Father's presence that, "Yes, I believe in you. Yes, you're my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Yes, regardless of what happens to you, I am with you." And the prayer begins to realize that he does not know how to pray. And he says, "Father, would you teach me how to pray?" And that's when Jesus says, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." For me, the scene now has to change. I have to take away that table. I no longer want that table in there. Jesus is now standing up and his arms are directed toward me. I find my, but it's not that he's standing over me. It's that he's standing there and it pictures a relationship. He's standing there because he is due my worship. He is due my respect. And I find myself worshiping him. Perhaps I'm seated. Perhaps I'm on my knees. Perhaps I'm standing. But I find the continual posture in prayer is one of worship to my Heavenly Father. And I say with the disciples, "Teach me to pray." Now, I didn't begin with the Lord's Prayer in my journey. I began with a model of prayer that was called ACTS, A-C-T-S. So perhaps we can get up on the PowerPoint, that slide. Now back up one. Oh, maybe I don't have it. Okay. So if it's not, that's the one coming. So it's very simple. The model of prayer that was given to me was ACTS. So it was adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. ACTS. You following me? So that helped me. Oh, here it is. And that helped me in my prayer to to shift the camera off of me to the Heavenly Father. Yes, I'm still in the picture. Yes, the camera still picks me up. But the focus is on the Heavenly Father. And the way I was able to keep the focus on the Heavenly Father is to begin prayer with adoration. To pray and just ask the Heavenly Father how I could worship Him or praise Him. I would use Scripture to perhaps to address the Heavenly Father with the words and the names that are given to us in Scripture. There were times during this period of time that I would bring Scripture to praise Him for His character, for who He is. That would lead to confession. You know, in scene 2 and in scene 3, I didn't always get to confession. It was all about me. But when I learned this model of prayer, I was sure to include confession. God, what is it in my life that you want to reveal to me that is displeasing to you? And that would lead to thanksgiving. Thanksgiving would be thanking Him for the ways in which He was active in my life that I could see. And then supplication included my petitions. I would finally get to my petitions or my requests after I had adored Him, confessed my sin, and brought thanksgiving. Under supplication, there were times when I would also use that to prompt me to intercede for others. And so this model of prayer, perhaps it comes from Jesus' prayer. It was concise for me. It was something I could remember. And it helped me to keep this posture of worshiping my Heavenly Father. After that, I was introduced to another model of prayer when I was asking myself, Lord, teach me how to pray. And that was a wheel that had 12 spokes. And you can see here that it involved praise and waiting on God and confession and prayer, praying Scripture, watching, intercession, petitions, thanksgiving, song, contemplation, listening, and wrapping up with praise again. The benefit of this was that it helped, it introduced into my prayer life and into my worship the discipline of waiting, listening, being silent, sitting. Just asking God to speak to me. It introduced praying with Scripture even on a more regular basis and watching, gaining an eye and an ear to see where God was active. It involved song. I hadn't done that until this point. And contemplation, meditation introduced me to listening. But I'll tell you, it was a cumbersome model of prayer for me. I couldn't remember all of the 12 aspects of the wheel unless I had it right in front of me. And so for that reason, it was difficult for me to incorporate it into my daily life. I also found it difficult to take an hour every day on a regular basis to worship my Heavenly Father. Even though I may have wanted to do it, it was difficult for me. This may be helpful for some, but for me, I went back to adoration. Confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. And then more recently, once again, I was introduced to the Lord's Prayer. Imagine that. Jesus' model of prayer, praying, when He gives us the Lord's Prayer. And you're going to see on the next slide, 6 aspects of the Lord's Prayer. That when we get past the words, initially, when I heard the Lord's Prayer, I just heard the words. I didn't hear or see the 6 aspects of the Lord's Prayer that the prayer picks up on the Father's character. It speaks about the Father's kingdom. It encourages one to ask for the Father's provision. And I receive the Father's forgiveness because of who He is. And I can ask for the Father's guidance and pray for the Father's protection. And when I saw that, I began to see a dynamic model of prayer, Jesus' model of prayer, that I could use as I worship my Heavenly Father. And so those times when I rush into my prayer closet and I start in scene 3, I can start there. And then I can go back and worship my Father's character. And I can ask that my Father's kingdom would come. And I can ask that He would give me eyes to see how His kingdom is coming through me. I can ask for the Father's provision. I can thank Him for the Father's forgiveness. I've also discovered that I could use this form of prayer when I'm dealing with a battle. Perhaps I'm battling with something and it seems like a challenge and a resistance for me. I can use that as the focus of my prayer, and I can ask my Heavenly Father, God, what is it about Your character that speaks to this battle? What is it about Your kingdom that will address this battle? Will You give me the provision that I need to address this battle? And I found this model of prayer to be a model of prayer that's going to shape my life for years to come. And I submit it to you as a model of prayer to use as you're developing and as you are in your prayer closet worshiping your Heavenly Father. It has been said that prayer is not a ministry of the church. It is the ministry. So I give you this challenge. Pray when you're driving the car. Pray when you're at the soccer field. Pray when you're doing dishes. Pray when you're at work. And augment those times of prayer with a regular discipline of going to your prayer closet, your place of prayer, and worshiping your Heavenly Father. And would you consider, the next time you do that, taking this video that you just captured of your prayer journey and placing it before your Heavenly Father and saying, Father, if You were the director of this video, how would You change it up? If You were the director of this video, what would You put in the set? If You were the director of this video, what would You change?